HNX Suns VIP lounge for the 8th straight time.
Yes.
What? And to think we were going to hit the panic button.
Oops.
Weren't you going to hit the panic button?
Like, well, like a long time ago. Eight games ago.
When they were 1-3.
8 games ago.
Not tonight.
Well, no, not tonight.
No.
No, but we had to keep it in with it. Okay,
it
when
right?
it was a 2-point game,
right
I considered. No, no, this is the Coyotes rebuild reminder.
Oh,
we're,
okay.
We're just borrowing their studio tonight. See, I can even play it.
Okay.
Rebuild reminder.
See, not a panic
rebuild
button.
Reminder.
Okay. We don't have to worry about rebuilds anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
As always, we are brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm Lindsay Smith, that's Gerald Bourget, and that's Espo. And tonight the Phoenix Suns defeated the Houston Rockets 119-94. Espo, did you hit that right on the nail on the head with that pick?
What? Did you get the score wrong?
Oh, shoot, I did. I read it wrong.
I was going to say, yes, if the score was what you thought.
That was from Friday's game. My bad. Oh. The Phoenix Suns defeated the Houston Rockets 115-89.
I missed by a few points, but
you were
I
closest.
Was the closest of anybody.
Mm-hmm. He was the closest.
I said 22. I said 22 tonight, so. You threw me off.
I'm
I was starting
sorry.
To do the math.
I'm sorry. That was
I
my
missed
bad.
Some buckets, and I don't know right now.
He's like, wait, did I bad. Hit it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Can we get to... before we go to the bar, before
yeah.
we enjoy what Devin Booker did, can we get... the soul snatching that happened
yes,
out of the way
please.
Off the top here.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Jacob, can you play? Okay, Chris Paul goes the definition of nutmeg between the legs of, I'm not even going to say his name because now he's just Chris Paul's bitch.
Oh,
and he
no.
hit the mid-range jumper.
Oh.
Like the guy doesn't deserve a name.
Poor Usman Garuba.
I don't, Usman,
that's his name.
He's Chris Paul's bitch. That's what you wind up being called
oh,
after that
man.
Happens to you. He snatched his soul
that
on
was,
that move.
I've never seen a nutmeg like that. Like, that was a crossover. Normally when you see it, it's like throwing a bounce pass to
right,
somebody
exactly.
else. Or like you're dribbling on the break and you just throw it through their legs and catch it on the other side and keep going. Like, he made it, that was like an NBA Street move that he went a crossover between the man's legs. And then he hit the jump shot. Like,
we talked
oh
about
God.
Like build a player. Right in
yeah.
the pregame,
mm-hmm.
that was like one of those moves you only see in like a video game.
Oh, it was so bad.
That guy is not going to recover. You said he's 19.
Yeah,
that guy is not going to recover.
I feel so bad for
that
him.
Man, that man is. He may be out of the league in 3 days. That's how bad that.
Oh,
I mean.
Poor guy.
Could you imagine? That's going to be the one highlight of your career that's shown all the time.
Yeah.
And it's because you just got schooled, all
you know,
right?
You know how they always try to make, like, when a rookie gets dunked on or blocked or something, they're always like, welcome to the NBA. That was an actual welcome to
that
the
was,
NBA
that
moment.
Was welcome
that was
to
beyond
the
a welcome
that
to
was
the
welcome
NBA.
To the NBA and goodbye
yeah.
from the NBA.
CP3 is like, welcome and here's your one-way ticket to the G League. Enjoy.
Oh, man.
Like, that was sick. I've never seen that in a game.
No.
We were debating, is that a nutmeg? So I had to look up the definition. That yeah. is legitimately the exact definition of a nutmeg.
Well, yeah, because like Gerald said, usually it's a bounce pass to another player, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a soccer term, so usually you go through a guy's leg to yourself.
Yeah,
that literally is what Chris Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like next level. Somebody suggested in the Discord a golden nutmeg. That's a platinum nutmeg.
Yeah.
That's a Hall of Fame nutmeg.
Yeah,
that's a you've got no nuts left because you just got nutmeg kind of move.
No.
I said it on the last post game show. He does one to two things every game that makes me laugh out loud, and that was one of them.
Oh, that was definite. I think we were all like that was by far the best nutmeg I've ever seen live. It's, like, not in person necessarily, but just live
yeah.
when it happened.
The only way that could have been better is if then Chris Paul cocked it back and dunked on a dude. Like, we've never seen him do that.
That
like,
would have just been really,
that
like,
would have been very impressive for age 36, but I'll take this.
I want to know what was going through his head in that moment. Was he like...
Oh, he was setting
I feel
him
like
up.
I could do this.
Oh, he was
or
setting him up.
Or if it was just like a 2 second, let's just do it and go.
Jacob, play that again.
It's
watch it.
I
he
know
set,
you can see him set it up,
up.
But I wonder how
I mean, he knows
what he's doing, like, the whole time too.
I've got him sideways, yep. And I'm just gonna set this poor kid up for the most heartbreaking moment of his life.
He's so mean to rookies. Like when he gets a rookie matched on him, he takes it as an insult.
That's so vicious. Taylor Swift just wrote a song about it. All right.
Oh no.
That's so vicious. Joe Rogan's trying to give medicine advice on how to fix it.
Okay,
all right.
That's all right. That's,
we can't go down that path.
That's so vicious.
Wait, I have a question. James Lee in the chat said, but as they say, you'd rather have horror stories than no stories. That guy will have a story to tell his grandkids.
That's true.
No.
Cap or fact, would you rather have a horror story or no stories?
No stories. I don't want to be remembered for getting my
I'm pretty good at telling stories, and I feel like every embarrassing story I've ever had made a good story later. You just have to get past the initial trauma period where it's not fun to talk about.
I mean, if there's one silver lining to this, it is that it was Chris Paul who did it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, his nickname is the point god. Like, if somebody was going to do this to you, you would want it to be one of the greats, and that is Chris Paul. Like, if this came from, like, somebody off the bench who did it to you, or somebody who was a little bit lower on the NBA totem pole, that would be even more embarrassing because you're like,
If Raul
Neto.
He's
not even like a top five.
If Raul Neto did this to you, you wouldn't be happy about it. But Chris Paul, like, all-time Hall of Fame point guard, will live with it.
That was so vicious, the NBA has launched an investigation into it.
Oh my
All right? God. That's how vicious that was.
You spent that whole 30 seconds loading that one in the chamber.
I would not want that as like the one thing my career is remembered for.
Yeah, that's like a rough one.
How about the French guy that nobody knows the French guy's name that Vince Carter jumped over? They just know some French dude got embarrassed by Vince Carter.
I think I do remember. Olympics. I think it's Frederick Weiss.
Oh, you show off.
You would remember that.
I'm just saying.
All right. Now that we have, we'll probably come back and play that at least one more time throughout
this
show.
Yes, we will.
But for right now, Espo, take us to the bar.
Let's go to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, Jacob. It's Books Bubbly. Devin Booker having one hell of a game. Mm-hmm. And you have to tip your hat and cheers to him. I called Armani mode early in this game. In that first quarter, he looked great. Had 16 in the first half, but it felt like they kind of went away from him in that second quarter. And that was when they kind of got in a little bit of trouble. He comes up big in the second half. If it weren't for CP3 doing what he did at the end of that game, this is an all Devin Booker conversation for the most part, at least offensively.
Yeah, I mean, there were moments in that first quarter where he was going toe-to-toe with the Rockets. I think they were tied at 16 points apiece to start the game.
Yeah.
So he just had one of those explosive first quarters that we've seen him have so many times. He looked good and he turned the afterburners on a couple times too, which is good to see because for the start of the season, you know, the whole thing was like the Suns aren't in great shape yet. They're still working on it. It looked like he was, you know, getting back to the Devin Booker that we know.
Right. Buckdog in the chat calls him Devin Cooker.
Devin Cooker.
He did have it going. anytime you get to see Book being aggressive like he was in the first half, that's what this team needs. That's when they're at their best, when Devin Booker's locked in like that early, is hitting those mid-ranges, cutting to the hoop, and hitting it hard. And then he was hitting threes tonight too. Mm-hmm. That's the next level. When you get Book from deep as well, that's when you know things are going really well. I would have liked to see them ride that hot hand even a little bit more than they did tonight.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a good thing that Devin came out aggressively because at one point in time, there was a slight amount of concern of what was happening in this game, considering it was the Houston Rockets that they were playing against. The bench just kind of didn't really show up as much tonight. Mm-hmm. As they usually do, or at least as they have in the last seven.
Yeah, they were 1 for 15 at halftime, the bench, and I think at one point in the third quarter, they were like 1 for 18. They did a little bit better in the fourth quarter to kind of maintain that gap, that distance, maintain those leads like Monty talks about. But it's one of those things where I don't want to get too down on the bench because, like, they are the ones actually working in new guys.
Right.
The center that should be playing with them is starting right now with JaVale McGee. So they have a lot of guys, and they've had guys in and out. You know, Abdul Nader misses a game here, Landry Shamet game there. It's just one of those things where some of those guys have just gotten off to rough starts. I think they'll turn it around, but tonight was one of those nights where it was like, okay, this game keeps getting a little bit closer than it should because the bench is not gelling right now.
Which I guess on the flip side of things, if you were going to have an off night from your bench, tonight would be the night to have the off night because it's much easier
it's the Rockets.
Still walk away with a W versus tomorrow against the Timberwolves. Second night of back-to-back, a little bit better of a team, so I'll take it tonight.
The problem is you wish you could have put your starters on ice in that third and let the bench just close it out. But because the bench was so cold, Monty ran his starters well. What was it, the two-minute mark left in the game before he pulled Book and CP? That's problematic going into Minnesota tomorrow, which is a tougher test than this Houston team, obviously. So now you've put extra mileage on your starters. You're gonna have to have the bench have a big impact tomorrow, which you never want to rely on that. You want to know your starters got the rest. I would have rather this get a little closer in the end
and give them some more rest for sure.
I think since that Sacramento game where Monty left the bench in too long and then put them back in with 5 minutes and they barely squeaked that one out, I feel like Monty's been a little bit more hesitant to pull guys when the game's out of reach. We saw it tonight. We saw it the last game where he probably should have pulled Book, CP3, Mikal Bridges a little bit sooner than he did, but he left him in longer just to like make sure that there was no daylight for the Rockets. And I feel like he could have pulled the trigger on pulling them out a little bit sooner tonight, but they were still, you know, Booker played 32 minutes, Paul played 30, Bridges played 31. So they hit the 30 minute mark, but it wasn't too terrible.
Yeah. And it wasn't hard pressing minutes in that fourth. It was kind of like we saw with Chris Paul kind of toying with these guys is the honest truth.
Playing with your food.
I was surprised Campaign, for as bad as the bench looked, you look down at the end of the game and Campaign shoots 5 of 10 with 13 points and 4 assists. I was like, it didn't feel like that good of a game for Campaign, and it turns out he had a decent stat line to finish it out.
Yeah, he kind of came on strong in that third and fourth quarter, like we were talking about. The
turned
bench
it around there.
Yeah, they kind of did a little bit better in that stretch. But can we mention real quick, though, that Chris Paul had 7 steals in this game?
Yes, that's where we were going to go next. The team as a whole had 16 tonight, 7 of which came from Chris Paul.
That's insane.
He had 8. He snatched the man's soul. That is a steal as well. Count it, NBA.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
That is a fair point. I'll take it.
Yeah. But he looked unbelievable on the defensive end. And you were saying that his second highest? His career high is 9?
Yeah, so his career high is 9. So I'm not sure if it's his second highest, but it's got to, at worst, it's his third highest. Like, that's insane. And to do it at age 36, this was definitely the most steals he's ever had in a game with the Suns. But to do that at this age, like, his hands have been really good all season, just as far as getting deflections, getting steals. Heading into this game, he was 4th in the NBA in steals per game at like 2.4, I think. So he might be leading by tomorrow. We'll see.
So he could be leading in assists and steals. But some of us were like, well, you know, he looks like he might be aging a little bit because he had one for 10 game.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, he'll be okay, I think.
By the way, Bucktag, I was nice enough to welcome you back. And then you say in the chat, love how Kaminsky intentionally played like ass so he didn't have to end up as a tattoo on Espo's white spots. Go to bed already, all right? Man. Go to bed, Bucktag. It's late there.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, I was disappointed in Frank Kaminsky. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he had a rough night. He was 1 for 6 tonight. He missed some easy shots that he's made the past few weeks.
Listen, Frank could have 29 points, 16 rebounds, 5 blocks. You name it. I'm going to be disappointed if it's not 30.
Because he came up 1 point short of Espo's new tattoo.
It literally doesn't matter what Frank does. If it's not 30 points, I'm disappointed.
I have ruined Frank for so many people right now. He can't do great by anybody's means.
See, I disagree. I think you've made it to where Frank is even easier to root for than he already was.
Look, Frank was like me wearing shorts tonight. A bad, bad idea. He was just not playing well. So.
You're being too hard on yourself, Espo. All right. All aboard the anti-Frank train.
Oh, no.
What?
Nick, why?
Why, Nick?
Explain yourself, Nick.
We're going to ban you from this chat if we hear such slander again.
Explain yourself.
Oh.
While Nick is typing his explanation, shall we look at our DraftKings of the game?
Yes, we should.
Yes, we should.
Of course, it's Devin Booker. We talked about him earlier in the show, but he did finish with 26 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. He added in 2 steals as well into that team 16. It was just, I'm happy to see Devin play like this.
Mm-hmm. And you know? Yeah, and like we said, most of it came in that first quarter where he kind of went off. I think he had 16 points by the end of the third, or at the end of the first. But it was good to see him come out, because we've seen him do this in first quarters before, where he just comes out and gives the Suns a lead just by virtue of his own scoring ability. So it was cool to see him do that again and just be firing on all cylinders.
And he's still not, though. He shot 9 of 23.
He started his efficiency 6 of 9. Wasn't
there. Yeah. His efficiency wasn't there, and he still dropped 26. There's still, for Devin and for this entire team, another level.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 8 in a row, and there's still another level that this team can go to. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so exciting about it, is there's more to come.
Yeah. They've only had DA during this win streak for like 2 of the games that they've, 2 of the 8. So pretty impressive. And like you were saying, like JaVale McGee, this was kind of the first night that we've seen. This was his best game by far.
Yeah.
19 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks.
Don't go too far into JaVale.
Don't go too far.
JaVale is a segment that we're going to get into JaVale.
Okay. Yeah.
But not quite yet. Before we jump into that next kind of segment, let me tell you guys about the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So if you're ready to net some free bets, right now, you can bet on any NBA game this week with the DraftKings Sportsbook app if you sign up using the code PHNX. And when you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score a point, you can win $100 in free bets instantly. It is that easy. It's a no-brainer. When a team scores, you score. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. It is safe. It is reliable. It's secure. Espo won a lot of money the other night.
$432.
Using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And you guys can too. I mean, with this $100 in free bets, like, you're basically, if you're a newbie, that's like your introduction. Like, you get to kind of figure out the app and like the betting things, things you like, things you don't like. With free money, it's like not yours at all. You're not losing out on anything.
I have not put a dime of my own money into the app. I've just used the free money that I got. I'm sitting on like 700 to mess with and
because of the money you made from the free bets.
Yeah. Just using the free bets. So take advantage of it while they're offering it. Go in there, have some fun, and learn a little bit about what it's like to sports gamble. It's been fun. I'll say that of it.
And again, that code. When you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code PHNX when you sign up. Because if you use that code, and like I said, you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score a point, you can win $100 in free bets instantly. So be sure to jump on that offer if you haven't yet. Disclaimer, that is 21 and older only, Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Before we move on, Brian in the chat keeps bringing up the white jerseys.
He's talking.
He's coming at me. I don't care if they go 82-0 in the white jerseys. They're ugly, and it doesn't matter. I do not like the white jerseys. The jersey isn't why they're winning. They're winning in spite of wearing that ugly thing. That is my case, all right?
I don't really mind them that much, but...
Gerald, get out! You and the white jersey.
Anything that isn't purple with this guy.
I like a black jersey. I love the Valley jersey.
Well, the black jerseys are
The black jerseys are by far the best jerseys that
we have. Orange, you look like you're working at Home Depot.
I hate orange jerseys. I'm sorry.
They look bad.
I can't. Jacob said, everyone be nice to Espo. He tries his best.
I want Shane back. Jacob sucks when he's behind the back.
I like Jacob.
You zip it. I don't want to hear it.
All right.
Why am I so angry now? They've won 8 in a row. Mm-hmm. And Saul's not here. I should feel real good.
You should.
I think you're I think subconsciously you are angry so that angry. Frank has not played well.
I want my
as
tattoo.
Well you want your tattoo.
The last two games.
You can just admit it. Live
I think
on the
you low-key really do want to get a tattoo of Frank Kaminsky.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe I've just been looking for the excuse to
ink
my body
with Frank.
Exactly
what it is. That's exactly what it is.
For years.
All right, let's get into JaVale McGee because he was another bright spot in tonight's game. We'll start with a little highlight, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
So JaVale with the hook shot, the sky hook there.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I don't think it requires the horns, but all right. And if I hear person say anything in regards to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I'm going to get extremely
okay.
angry.
Do you mean Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on for 5 seconds.
I would mic drop if I could drop this mic.
Pulling it back in.
JaVale McGee logged his first double-double of the season, his first double-double with the Suns, and his 67th career double-double. Tonight he had 19 points, 14 rebounds, and also 3 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good game from JaVale McGee, which was nice to see because there were a little bit of hiccups in Friday's game from JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
He had that spectacular block at the rim.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. It was Christian Wood, I think, that he had to recover from the weak side and block him at the rim. That was impressive. Team high plus 30 tonight, which is good because, you know, we've talked about how the Suns are better off playing this guy in 5-minute spurts. They didn't do that tonight. Like, he played 25 minutes. He played pretty lengthy minutes, and he looked great on both ends. Shot 9 for 12. It was just a very strong performance for him.
Well, and he came out of the gates, and I think the first 7 minutes didn't have a foul. So that gives Monty the confidence and the comfort level to leave him in there, where I believe the other night he had like 3 in the first handful of minutes that he played. So if he can limit the fouls, Monty's going to give him a little bit more room to play. And that's what we saw tonight early in this game in particular, that they just let him get in a rhythm because he wasn't making bad mistakes on the defensive end.
And you know what's funny is he didn't foul a lot early on, and I think that helped him get in his groove, but guess how many fouls he still finished with?
5?
He still got to 5.
It
boggles
amazing.
The mind.
If you got him, use him, okay?
Yeah,
that's his motto. If you got him, use him.
The Mark West mentality, right? You know, just use him if you got him, like you're saying. But, hey, you know, in a night where Frank, and everybody knows I love Frank, he looked like ass on the defensive end.
Yeah,
that is it. That's an analytics term, I believe. But he just was getting taken to task by the athletic bigs that Houston has. JaVale shined because he could meet that athleticism and did it in a smart way. So,
Yeah, I completely agree with that. We got a question in the chat about, would people want JaVale to start over DA at some point? No.
No.
We're not there yet. We're probably never going to be there.
Okay, that hurts my head.
Yeah, we can have a small conversation about this. I don't want to go off the rails here, but there has been a lot of chatter on just all around, like, is this making the Suns question, you know, DA's contributions? Is it all that kind of stuff? Like, how do you guys feel about that?
Well, tonight was a prime example. Houston has a very athletic front court. At times you saw them exploit that in the first half, especially when Frank was on the court. DeAndre Ayton dramatically changes the way this team plays defense. He anchors that paint, and you don't see that kind of stuff happen. And even in this 8-game win streak, we've seen stretches where teams are taking advantage of the paint because you don't have DA. It's an oversimplification if you look at it and go, oh, well, they're 8-0 without him. They don't need him. No, you guys made this point when we were talking prior, and I'm sure you'll make it again. But, you know, like this is the first, you know, 15 games of the season. This isn't the stretch run. This isn't when things get tighter. That's when DA is going to be the best.
It also hasn't been the hardest 8 games that we are going to have this season.
No. Like they played the Rockets. The Grizzlies are a decent team, and that was just one of their best outings of the season. But, like, the Blazers are not going to be a fantastic playoff team. The Kings are still the Kings in my eyes until they prove me wrong. They played the Rockets before that. They played the Pelicans, who have, like, 1 or 2 wins to their name. Like, the competition they're playing right now is helping them get into this groove that we're seeing. We don't want to understate, you know, this team is coming together and they still have other levels that they can hit. But like, if you're going to be missing DA, this is the stretch where you want to be missing him. Give guys like JaVale and Frank Kaminsky minutes and confidence. It's in the playoffs where you're going to need DA, because those guys can be exploited on the defensive end. Like, in the playoffs, you target your mismatches. Like, we saw it with the Nuggets and MPJ last year. The Suns were ruthless in targeting him. JaVale and Frank Kaminsky, that's when their minutes are not going to be effective if they're having to play as much as they are right now.
Well, and who's the best center that they played in that stretch? An injured Steven Adams?
Probably Jonas Valanciunas, I would say.
Yeah, I guess that's fair, but still not. We're not talking the elite of the elite,
no.
Elite with big men. Like, tomorrow, Monday in Minnesota, could be, if DA doesn't play, a game where you really see, you know,
how much you miss
how much you miss him down low.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we got a question about DA is coming back, right? You, like, we talked about this on the pregame show in case you missed it. Long story short, we're not convinced, we're not buying into the conspiracy theories, because like, the Suns haven't had any practice time. Like, it's been game, day off, game, day off, game, day off. So when you are not able to participate in 5-on-5, that's usually kind of the barometer for whether you're ready to return from injury. The Suns just haven't had time for that.
Right. Whether, because either they've taken the full day off to just rest, or typically in those game, practice, game situations, they don't really go as hard in practice. So the likelihood that they actually did any 5-on-5 action is probably very slim.
Yeah. And I'd imagine you'd want him to come back at home, so you have your own training
facility,
area, your facilities, so you can, after that first game, make sure, you know, there's no lingering side effects from playing again. So,
all right. So now that we've handled that conversation, can we go back to JaVale McGee?
Because
we have a tweet of the night that we need to have a discussion about.
Oh, here we go.
So Gerald tweeted out, I can't read that. God, my eyes are bad.
Kareem Abdul JaVale.
Yes. 9 minutes. Okay, that was when I saw it on my timeline. It was 9 minutes ago. Then 8 minutes. Espo said, let's slow down on the JaVale Kareem talk. Sincerely, Analytics. Was Espo subtweeting you?
He was subtweeting Eddie Johnson.
But did he low-key?
No.
He did at Eddie Johnson, but was he also subtweeting you and just hiding
Shots
it?
Shots fired.
I can tell you this. I did not see the Kareem Abdul-JaVale tweet. I was just making fun of our good friend Eddie Johnson for even making the Kareem comparison. And then somebody, after I tweeted it, goes, what's funny is the Rockets broadcast is doing the same thing. So what I really think is going on here is a bunch of people that aren't overly creative went with some low-hanging fruit, and that's what happened.
Did
you just
say I'm not overly creative?
Yeah, did you just call him not creative?
Gerald was the most creative of the bunch. I'll give him that.
I was the best of the lowest hanging fruit.
Gerald, how does that make you feel?
I feel hurt, but you know, it's okay. I feel like it was a skyhook, so of course anyone who sees a skyhook is gonna compare it to Kareem.
You were just making I was
tongue in cheek.
You were tongue in cheek. Eddie was like going all in. Like, I know he was faking it, but it was like, oh hey, Kareem. I'm like, come on, it's still JaVale McGee. Like Kareem's, if Kareem hears that, he's gonna pick a fight with Eddie Johnson. Like, you know, it's gonna look like him and Bruce Lee fighting. You know, it's gonna, anyways,
JaVale the Walmart Kareem.
There we go. Thank you, man. There we go. That he is the Walmart Kareem. All right,
oh man.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, greatest center in NBA history.
Yeah.
The Walmart version, really good center. All right.
I mean, that's fair. Okay, I'll give you that one. Yeah. I'll give you that one. That had to be our tweet of the night, though, because when I saw that, I immediately just started laughing out loud, because that was, and they were back to back, just like, we didn't have to Photoshop one on top of each other. That's how they showed up on my timeline, which made it even funnier.
That just means Lindsay doesn't follow a lot of people, I think.
Well, no. I have a Suns Twitter list that has like a solid amount of Suns Twitter in there.
Let's test this. Was I on that list before we worked together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gerald was on that list too before we were. I'm pretty sure.
Gerald is a worthy follow. I just make stupid jokes. So.
Yeah, but I mean that's half the fun of Sun's Twitter.
You've got the super follow button though, so
yeah, because it's stupid. I have never sent a super tweet or whatever they're called. You know, so.
Yeah. Thank you guys for playing along with me. I was trying to stir the pot a little bit more than that. I was kind of like, you know.
Oh,
I guess I needed.
That was like a PHNX, like, is this you? Like,
oh, Larry in the chat says Eddie Johnson was making reference to Kareem because he thinks the NBA should utilize the skyhook more. Why do I feel like that was a yes, but you don't get what he was saying?
I mean, they did
sorry,
on the
Larry.
To be fair to Larry, on the broadcast, they did have like a 2-minute discussion about why players don't use the skyhook, and it's like, because they don't, because it's not an effective shot unless you're Kareem. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
nobody except Kareem has ever really effectively used that. It's yeah. like the underhand free throw. Rick Barry was the only guy that effectively used that. Nobody else is rocking it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we had a comment in the chat earlier that I want to come back to. So Golden Boy said, was really expecting Cam Johnson to explode this season, .. So far, such a huge disappointment. And we were actually talking about this during tonight's game. So you guys want to share what we kind of came up with as to maybe a reason why Cam is struggling a little bit this season?
Yeah, I think he's just not making shots. And I feel like he is talking to the guy, listening to him talk. He's a very intelligent dude. Like, and I think in some respects, that can be a detriment. Like, it can be something where you get in your own head and you think, you overthink. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're just one of those guys that like doesn't give a damn and like doesn't care, irrational confidence type guys, JaVale. Oh, poor JaVale. But like irrational confidence type guys, they will shoot the lights out some games because they just don't care about the ramifications if they miss, you know.
A very short memory.
And Cam Johnson is one of those guys that thinks about all of this and thinks about these things. He knows that he's in a shooting slump, so he might just be overthinking it. It might be one of those things where he needs to see the ball go through the net a couple times. And in his defense, over the last three games, he's been better. Like against the Blazers, 2-for-4 from three. Against the Grizzlies, 3-for-6. Tonight he was 2-for-6, so not as great, but like it's going in the right direction now at least.
And go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think he needs a big dunk or something. Mm-hmm. One of those moments,
a confidence booster
that just he can get hyped about and get away from the thinking about it too much and just kind of feel like he's in that groove again, get back to what we saw in the playoffs. Because I was right there with everybody thinking that this was going to be the breakout year, because we saw such a step from the first part of the season to the bubble and then the bubble the last season. Mm-hmm. I thought this was the year where we went, that's the leader of that bench unit. That's the guy that's going to really carry it. And part of me wonders, is Landry Shamet who's getting shots and JaVale when he's actually playing with the bench unit, the fact that there are guys more willing to shoot on that bench than in previous years or over the last 2 years, has that kind of taken Cam Johnson a little bit out of his rhythm?
It might be that. I think that's part of it for sure. But I also think just the inconsistency with who's in that unit hasn't helped. Like, JaVale was with that unit. Now he's starting. Landry Shamet missed a couple games. Abdul Nader missed a couple games. Campaign being out. Yeah. Like, him, the two Cams, their connection in the second unit is a big part of his success. So,
well, I mean, we talked about that. Like, you mentioned that earlier in the show, just talking about the bench struggles tonight. Like, there's so much going on with that second unit still. And they're the unit that is mixing in new players. Mm-hmm. So that's the unit that has to figure each other out still.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, Espo, to your point, like Cam Johnson still can be that guy who takes that big jump this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're only a handful of couple handfuls of games into this. It's like, how many are there? 12?
A scoop and a handful.
A handful and a scoop into the season. Jeez. So the opportunity is still there and I'm sure he'll figure it out. It's like, where was it in the chat? James Lee said, his shot is falling, but I feel like he's learned a thing or two from Mikal about cutting, and his defense is still solid. His shot will go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely.
It's not like he's, like, garbage.
No, unless Chris Paul stole his soul by nutmegging him in practice, I think he can still bounce back. That or we were the jinx because we did interview him in the preseason. So.
Don't put that bad juju out there.
Hey, you know.
I don't want none of that.
Yeah, we'll have to get more players just to see, you know. If we hex everybody, well, you know, it happens.
We just got to rotate quickly. Yeah. Rotate quickly. Get Jalen Smith in there as maybe a palate cleanser like every like now and then.
Once you interview a guy, it transfers to that guy. So we could save Cam season mm-hmm. by interviewing somebody else.
Right. We get Jalen Smith in there as a palate cleanser every now and then.
But then he'd become like a superstar. We're working the reverse with Jalen, right?
We'll build him up. It's perfect.
Look at that. We're here to help, Lindsay. We're here to help.
Lindsay's like, poor I'm not guy. Touching that one.
I just feel a little bad.
Oh, yeah. It's rough. It's rough because, like, if DA's out and Jalen Smith is still not getting minutes on a night where Kaminsky goes, like, 1-for-6, it's against the Rockets. It's probably not going to happen.
We did see what he did the other night, so.
Yeah, it's rough. It is what it is. It's rough.
All right, guys. Before we about round out the show, is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
Not really.
That play was so vicious.
Let's play it one more time. Yeah. Let's play it one more time. Oh, that Chris
one
Paul.
One more time.
Oh, nutmeg that play, was insane.
That play was so vicious that Saul Bookman had to go home. He couldn't even handle it.
That was nuts. I just...
Oh, I'm really glad he made that shot, because if he had missed it, that would have made this so sad.
Nope, still would have been amazing.
I mean, it would have, but it's so much better that he made it.
Oh, yeah. That's an all-timer from an all-time great. I got nothing else to say about it.
You can't... Posterized seems like such a antiquated term now.
Right.
Like, is it top-shotted? Because then he got top-shotted, because that's worth it. Or gift. You could be gift or gift, as you like to say, even though you're wrong.
Yeah. Geralt.
Like, I mean, because that's definitely, you got gift right there. Like, people are going to remember that moment.
Yes, absolutely. Also, did I see earlier that Jacob was volunteering us for shots?
He was. He absolutely was.
Did we hit the number?
I chose to ignore it intentionally. Gerald, you can take a shot.
I'll do a shot. How long has he been here, though?
Not that long.
It's alcohol. It doesn't go bad.
We've only been here 2 months. So
I guess that's true.
Less than 2 months.
But maybe my question should have been, what was the source of this fireball? Because depending on where it comes from.
It was ASU.
It's fireball.
It was sealed. You're fine.
It's going to be rough.
Also, it's alcohol. It kills everything anyway.
I guess that's true. Cheers. Suns by 26.
Oh, God, that reminds me of college and not in a good way.
I've had... Oh, that's so cinnamony. I forgot that this is like cough syrup, basically.
It's like mouthwash with extra alcohol. Oh, God, I can't believe you're chugging Fireball.
Ugh,
right now.
That sounds awful.
I'm gonna get sick. Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I think Top Shot would probably be the best way to describe it, because you can't really, like, posterize because there's a photo of that. You know what I mean? And you can't really do that with this because it diminishes, like...
Ooh.
It's not, you don't get the whole picture from it.
No, I want a special NFT of that. That's a, that's
burns.
What you mean. Yeah, of course it burns. It's fireball, Jerry.
Well, it's hard to drink it out of this little tiny nozzle.
Yeah, because there's no like,
there's no like air to, ugh.
Everyone's cheering you on in the chat. Way to go, Gerald.
Thanks, guys. One of these days I'll do a quad shot, but
oh my god,
not in this, not of this.
You have to get him an Uber home after that one.
Yeah, that's gonna have to be. That's gonna be. Gerald slept at the studio.
We'll zoom you in from home, and you can do it from there. Yeah.
Perfect.
A special Gerald's at home, so you can get drunk.
Exactly. Yes. Oh. So the last thing I'll talk about here is Robert asked in the chat. Okay, but seriously. When are we having a giant ass real life watch party?
Sometime.
Good question,
soon.
Robert.
I promise you we will. We actually may do a virtual one here in the next week or so where we all can watch together, but we will do
a watch party in
person, maybe even down at the Ainsworth or something. We'll do that.
Yes.
And we'll make sure to have some fun. I think we've officially reached
we've made it.
Which means we probably reached a special level of number of live viewers.
Oh.
So congratulations to the chat. You guys did it. We got spammed.
Gerald does one shot on the show and we get spammed for.
Who'd have thought that's all it was going to take?
Just gets risque.
Oh boy.
But yes, it is in the works. We're trying to figure out all the logistics, all the details, but stay tuned. We'll let you guys know as soon as we have all of the information ironed out. Thank you for tuning in and joining us in the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge. We'll be right back here tomorrow at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 5:30 with a pregame show, 6 p.m. tip-off. And as always, again, after the game ends, come back and join us for a little post-game action. Maybe hopefully Gerald will drink the second fireball. Who knows?
Nine in a row.
If the Suns win by 30, I'll drink the second one.
That's too high.
25. 20, fine.
Okay.
On a second night of back-to-back, if they win by 20.
That was so easy, Gerald.
I know.
If they win by one, I will... Yeah.
If they win.
Like, if they lose, I'll chug a fireball. It was pretty good.
I'm not very good at that.
Good thing you don't set the odds for DraftKings.
No,
DraftKings.
No.
Yes. You'd be like, we could change it if you'd like to bet more money.
I mean, if you didn't like that, we could totally... No, Gerald, I'm just giving you a hard time. I appreciate that about you. Gentlemen, thank you for joining. As always, guys, thank you guys for joining. And be sure to check out gophnx.com. Gerald writes some great content that you can get over there. Think about becoming a member because members get the best deals of them all.
Don't think about it. Just do.
All right? I mean, that's true.
Like Gerald with Fireball. Just do.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it. Right now, for members, all of our PHNX Suns t-shirts are buy one, get one free. So it's a perfect time to become a member because you get a free t-shirt for becoming a member. And then if you are a member, you also get the buy one, get one free. So you can literally get almost every single PHNX Suns t-shirt we have right now for the price of one and a membership.
Yeah, it's buy one, get two free, basically, if you become a member and then take advantage of it.
Absolutely. So.
Deal of the week.
Yeah. Deal of a lifetime. That's what it really is.
Oh, my God.
That was... And with that, I'm Lindsay Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. That's Gerald Bourget. You can follow him on Twitter at Gerald Bourget. And that's Espo. You can follow him on Twitter at Espo.
Ahoy, hoy.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.